Joining me by phone today is Chris Begley, anthropology professor at Transylvania University. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Some of your students this semester with the coronavirus pandemic are having some struggling issues with online classes, balancing home life. What are some of the things that you've heard from your students and from other professors that are some of the issues that all of this has created?
Yeah, one is I think every college professor and probably a teacher now is hearing these things from students or hearing stories about it. And some, you know, are the obvious things, the concern for family members or just fear in general. There's a lot, of course, of economic anxiety, whether it's family businesses or even the jobs that the students themselves hold, because a lot of people are depending on these, even as college students. Another big thing is housing. There's a lot of students that, for some reason or another, can't go home. Maybe they're international students, or maybe they live in a multi-generational household, or someone that's immunocompromised in that household, and they are having issues with that. You know, sort of more everyday issues that people have just involve internet access. You have limited or slow internet. I have a student that has to drive into town to get good high-speed access so that she can upload or download stuff.
Where are some of the students staying that are having trouble with housing?
You know, a lot of universities are making housing available. I know Transy's doing a really good job with that. But, from some other folks, it's with friends. You know, you can imagine the issues that brings up.
When they reach out to you and they express their concerns and what's going on with them, what kind of responses are you giving to them? How do you help coach them through this?
I, like almost every other professor I know, is making a real effort and making a real effort to be flexible. One of the things I do with the online classes that we've moved to is to make them asynchronous. That is, you don't have to be online at a particular time. And I just know with the disruption and home life and work life that this is very difficult. It would be very difficult for some people to do. So that's one thing. Try to keep in mind sort of the limits of internet access that people have, and try to minimize the, you know, large file size or whatever it's going to be. I know that Transylvania has now a pass-fail option for every class for this semester, and as a response to some of these disruptions. And I know that helps students, especially if they think they're not able to devote the time or the effort that they would have otherwise. But, you know, I think the main thing is just to be empathetic and try to understand what people are going through. When I envision my role as an educator, you know, part of it's to transmit knowledge. Part of it's, you know, to model or to teach how to analyze data or to present it, and the sorts of things that you associate with the classroom. But, you know, part of what we do, of course, is also to create enthusiasm, to try to instill a sense of purpose in students. And certainly, in times like this where, there's this element of hope and something to look forward to that you need to be involved with as well. And so, you know, all of that becomes part of what I'm trying to accomplish. It's always been part of what we're trying to accomplish, but it becomes a little more in the forefront right now.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Chris Begley, anthropology professor at Transylvania University. I'm sure that your students, much like most of the people around the world right now, are very curious about what does the future hold? And especially, you know, college-wise, and what do you tell them when they ask you questions about, you know, looking to the future of their college career?
That certainly is on everybody's mind. And you have to be as obviously as honest as you can and admit, of course, what you don't know. And none of us know what this will hold. What I've been telling people and what I believe to be true is that this is really going to fundamentally change everything. We're not going to go back to normal in a lot of ways. And I mean, we've seen this before with 9/11. You know, the change is constant, of course. And so this just might be an accelerated moment of that. So things will not go back to what they were. For college students, what this might mean is that the trajectory that they envisioned for themselves may no longer be the trajectory that they're on.
What do you think the changes in the classroom is going to be like moving forward?
Obviously, with this sort of massive experiment with online classes, you might imagine that that might accelerate us in that direction. I can imagine it would also point out, in many cases, the limits of that. And I know a lot of students really miss the face-to-face interaction. So I suspect that that'll work in both ways. But one thing that I'm certain it will do is sort of highlight the technology and the ways in which that might be used to augment whatever we do in the future, whatever that looks like. I know in my case, I'm using technology that I didn't use before. I mean, it's not very profound. It's just things that I wasn't using. And now I see ways in which it makes certain things a lot easier or really benefits students in some ways or can sort of highlight a different kind of student. You know, sometimes we privilege the kind of student that's confident and speaks up in the classroom. And of course, that's not always, that's not how everybody is, and that's not always a desirable way to be, to tell you the truth.
As an anthropology professor, what's your take on this? What do you foresee happening? What are your predictions of what's to come overall for society?
This is going to be really hard and really bad, and there's no getting around that. And while there are silver linings, it's not going to make up for what's going to be happening for the next year or 2 years or so. But there are some silver linings. For me, one of the things that I think about are the things that we had that were already crises, that were not sustainable, heading towards a climate change, which was, a disaster on the horizon, or whether it's, the type of, unfettered neoliberal capitalism that we have that has created so many problems. And so I think that there's a chance that a lot of that will be exposed, and a lot of the systems that we have, things that we perhaps took for granted or assumed that there was not an alternative to, are now sort of laid bare, and we see that there might in fact be better alternatives.
Chris Begley, anthropology professor at Transylvania University. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.